Friday, February 5, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Loni Prinsler. Making headlines today, JSE-listed aviation company Comair has been granted two new African routes by the South African Air Licensing Council. It will start with scheduled flights from Johannesburg to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania and to Walvis Bay in Namibia soon. The company operates the British Airways in South African region and the Kalula.com airline. It says that the additional routes will add to its existing regional African network. Comair Sales and Route Development Executive Manager Stuart Cochrane says that the granting of these new licenses will bring much-needed competition to the regional African routes that have been dominated by state-owned airlines. South Africa's Communications Minister Siphiwe Nyanda said on Thursday that the state-owned signal distributor Syntec was in urgent need of a turnaround strategy. He said that the task team had urged dramatic and immediate action if Syntec was to avoid lapsing into terminal decline. Nyanda was reporting on the findings of the ministerial task team, which was appointed in June last year to investigate the affairs of Syntec and the public broadcaster. The task team found that the organization's current situation was caused by several factors, prime among them being a new legal and regulatory regime that has opened the market for new entrants, as well as the absence of a clear and comprehensive information and communication technology industry framework. Also making headlines, preliminary investigations point to Corolla, Auris and Verso in the local Toyota vehicle recalls. Vodacom says that it supports the interconnect rate cut scheduled for March. Consulting Engineers South Africa will nominate its incumbent president for a position on the National Planning Commission. And Deutsche Bank sees more growth in ETFs. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.